Welcome to Discover Film. I'm your host, Jeff Howard, and today we're going to get the DF4Q answered by filmmaker Che Baker. Che made the great feature film, Blue World Order, which you can watch on iTunes right now. In fact, if you go to discoverfilm.net, there's a link to it. And Che is one of those filmmakers I absolutely love spending time with. I actually got to meet up with him at AFM last year, and then he was stopping through LA on his way back from Sundance. And he came in to do a podcast interview. And of course, while he was here, I had him do the DF4Q. And if you don't know, the DF4Q is the Discover Film 4 Questions. That's favorite films of all time, a film you think is underrated, a film you think is overrated, and a lesser-known film that people should seek out. All right, Che is a special effects master and a great filmmaker, so let's find out what his DF4Q is.
It's a ridiculously hard question for a filmmaker, but I think, you know, I've got to go with ones that are nostalgia-driven because they had an impact on me at a certain time. So, you know, the original Star Wars, obviously, and this is going to sound really cliched, but it's true. And Back to the Future. One of the other ones I think that came in that just hit me at the right time was Army of Darkness.
Sure.
Which was Evil Dead 3.
Yeah.
That was sort of, I think that was the movie that made me go, oh, I'm going to go into this. Because, it was one of those video store finds. I knew nothing about it, whatever. It was ridiculous. But its rewatch value and its sense of humor and just really struck a chord. The Australian edit is quite different to the US theatrical. So I found out later on. And, you know, the version that I saw was just so funny. And I think some of the official releases or the theatrical releases, it was a bit more censored. So that had a big profound effect on me. So those three, you know, the Indiana Jones trilogy, obviously was a big deal. And the first film I ever saw in the theater ever was, E.T., which has been on reruns at Republic of Pi this week, but I've been sitting there. So I went, oh, yeah, that was the first movie I ever saw. At the theatre, the first movie I ever saw was American Werewolf in London. So
that's a great film.
That had a profound effect as well. So I know I've gotten more than my three, but I guess I'd have to say the original Star Wars, probably Back to the Future, and
There's a vibe to it.
Yeah.
And I like how you tackled it, by the way, because it's not, the question isn't what's the greatest film ever made. It's what's your favorite, you know, what means something, you know, and clearly stuff we see when we're young has an impact. And, I love American Werewolf in London. I'm a John Landis fanboy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got to work with him once.
Oh, really? Wow.
Once I let slip, I said, I think your film Into the Night is like one of the best films ever made. He goes, Into the Night was my first failure.
Oh, really?
And I'm like, oh, God, he's just so deprecating. But anyway, question number two is kind of fun because it's a film you think is underrated.
Well, I think I was thinking of Army of Darkness for that answer, to be honest.
Army of Darkness is a great film that I think probably isn't... I wonder if college kids are sitting around going, oh, let's throw on Army of Darkness.
Oh, yeah, not anymore. But, they are maybe with the original Evil Dead stuff, but...
Yeah. They did do Ash versus Evil Dead not long ago, so...
So in New Zealand, they're doing the TV series, Ash versus Evil Dead. It's Stan is sort of the Australian streaming service. Stan, Australia, New Zealand streaming service, and I think it's a Stan original. That's good, but it's gone back to very much its really gory beginnings. But they've got the budget now to make things look horrendously real, and some of it's quite horrific. You know, it's Some of it hasn't quite got that kooky sense of humor, right. That, you know, it's like,
it may not be sending people back to the sources.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it should be. It should have that Sam Raimi lightness.
Yeah, but, which I guess it does, but it's probably just he's doing the same stuff he always was, but it's just that right now it looks so much, the production value is so much better that it's actually quite horrific instead of being like hilarious.
Yeah, talk about a filmmaker who made the B movie thing work.
Yeah.
He definitely showed you, the shaky cam was the best idea ever.
Yeah. It's really, actually the very first film I ever tried to make was called Forest Thing, and it was in my high school, and it was very much an Evil Dead, camera roaming through the bush, Australian version of that.
There should be a film festival someday called
Evil Dead Inspired.
The Evil Dead Festival of Evil Dead Appreciation Festival, because... Yeah. Yeah, what two kids haven't taken a camera on a board and said, okay, let's run around. Let's just run as fast as we can.
Not very much.
Well, maybe you'll enjoy question three, because question three is the film you think is overrated. So it doesn't mean you think it's a bad film. It could even be a film you think is quite good. It's just the critical and public reaction to it was just a bit much.
Oh, God, it's so... hard to... There's so many.
I like hearing there's so many. Some people are like, all films have value.
That's actually really tough. I mean, there's some of those... things like some of the later Transformers films and, Fast and the Furious films that are... I know they've got a... some of them, like the original... has quite a story and it's interesting and whatnot. And like, there's just such a mess that it's unwatchable.
Have you seen them all? Do you make a point of watching them?
I try to see a variety. I haven't. The last Transformers film I saw, I walked out of. It's very rarely walk out of a film.
Because every time I see a Transformers trailer, I say, I'm going to go see that.
Yeah.
I'm going to go see it IMAX, 3D. I want to feast. As horrible a film as I expect it to be, I want to feast on those robots.
Yeah.
And then I don't bother seeing it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, I'm the guilty pleasure thing I'm into, but some, when it's just a mess and you can't actually enjoy it, it's a whole other thing. Maybe. God.
But is there anything that's gotten critical acclaim that you think the critics are off base, that they...
I really should have put some pre-thought into this one now. It's very, very hard to... I mean, I'm always...
And anything that ever won a Best Picture Oscar that you thought was, I was going to say piece of crap.
Well, it's funny. I mean, like, you see something like The Shape of Water, for example, and I'm not going to make many fans with this, but, I enjoyed watching it, and it was cool. But for it to be, like, the best film, I'm like, oh, it's good, and it's, it's stylized and unique, but it's, I don't think it's the best movie ever made, and maybe that's it. It ticks all the right boxes and something like that, but...
Although it could be because they expanded to 9.
Maybe,
If they narrowed it down to 5, I don't know which 5 they would pick.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot they get critical acclaim that I roll my eyes at, but...
Yeah. Obviously, cinema's gotten so inconsistent that the last few years, there's Best Picture nominees that just you shake your head at.
And, I get it, but what do you, it's so subjective. if you look at, you know, you look at some of the, let's say the Star Wars films, you know, something like Rogue One, you know, it's when you talk about all the crafts of filmmaking, you know, it's so advanced in every possible area, and yet it would never be considered for an Oscar Best Picture, you know, that kind of thing. It's just, it's almost like it's got to fit within a certain box, otherwise it's not allowed to be critically acclaimed. You know, and there's a lot of, Star Wars obviously has so much fan base bias one way or another. Like, some of the films, I thought they were amazingly done, but it wasn't the story I wanted, you know, and that affects you a lot.
Well, that's become a very major problem for that franchise, yeah. Is that we are all 40 years invested.
Yeah.
In this universe, yeah. in this existence,
yeah.
And we're devoted to seeing every film that comes out.
Yeah.
And most of the stories either don't quite grab us or violate the rules of the universe.
Yeah.
But the last question, if you've got one for it, is that lesser known film, that secret gem that people should seek out.
Well, look, recently, I really liked Warrior with Joel Edgerton and Tom Hardy. It's not a lesser-known film, I guess, but I thought that was... I guess that was a bit underrated, you know.
Actually, another filmmaker made that. He's underrated.
It's a really powerful... I guess, you know, it connects. I've got a brother, and...
Who used to beat you up?
Yeah, well,
on
yeah.
camera
we,
for fun.
Yeah, that's right. We, you know, we're in a bit of a martial arts history, and you know the issues with the father and all the rest of it. And it's a really good family drama from a male perspective, where there's so much macho ego tied up in things, and the way it comes out is very physical, and that whole basic ethos of who's the toughest in the school, you know. So it's like a real thing, a real top dog thing, but it's done in such a good way, and you know, such good performances in that. So yeah, anyway, so that's one that I think should have probably had a bit more acclaim than it did.
Sadly, I think that's your underrated.
Yeah. I got all my questions about my answers.
If you got your,
Blue World Order is the gem that everyone should seek out.
That is a good answer.
There you go.
It's a lesser known film that people would really like if they give it a chance.
That's right. Yeah. Blue World Order.
Remarkably biased, but that's okay.
BWOmovie.com. There you go. You can watch it on any platform. Yeah.
Easily the very best answer for lesser-known film that people should seek out. Che's film. Watch Che's film. You should give it a chance. All right, as I always say, you can go to discoverfilm.net. There you can find links to Che's film, Blue World Order. You can also find all the podcasts that have come before, a lot of DF4Qs, a lot of great shorts embedded in there. And there's links to a lot of great feature films. You can get links to the film festivals I program. That's Film Invasion LA that's coming up in June. And the Sherman Oaks Film Festival that's in November. I think I've said enough. Thanks for listening.